Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Isn't it nice to have Deacon Michael back? Yeah. Yeah, he did a good job. Okay. Anyway, today we listen to the gospel, and the gospel is the same gospel I used for my first Mass. And you've heard this homily before, but I'm going to give it again because I like it, and you need to hear it. So, but the reality of the gospel is God speaking to us. Huh? If anyone was ever asked me, and they have, Father, if I'm supposed to read the Bible, or if you're going to give me one chapter to read, what would it be? It's John chapter 15. It's just that simple. You could spend the rest of your life meditating on this chapter of the gospel, and you would have plenty to meditate on for the rest of your life if you lived to be 100. Easily. Because the whole gospel is summarized there, right? He starts off, I am the vine, you are the branches, you can do nothing with me. You did not choose me, I chose you. You are my friends, huh? But then it begins, and this is where the gospel begins today. Now again, when the gospel is proclaimed, we stand because it is, oh yeah, I'd sit up if I were you. If I come over there, it ain't going to be a pretty thing, now is it? I'm just telling you now, you don't pretend to sleep with me. He said gently, kindly, and compassionately. Anyway, it'll fit right into what I'm talking about today. The reality is, the gospel, we stand because it's Christ who's present in the gospel. And so Jesus is speaking directly to you and to me. And what does he start off with us telling us today? Ahem. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. So Jesus Christ just looked at you and told you that he loved you. It's that simple. But we just let it go in one ear and out the other. But Jesus just looked at you, who's truly present here, and he told you that he loves you. And so you have to let that enter in. And I'd encourage you this week that you spend time with that one verse, John chapter 15, verse 9. Very simple. And you let that enter in. Here's Jesus looking at you and saying, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Huh? And then he says, after that, he says, now this is my commandment, that you're called to love each other as I have loved you. Now, again, when I do a mission or anything like that, I always give my dad talk, which all you know, and then I sit there and say, okay, you got homework tonight. You always get homework, and I say, what I want you to do before you go to bed tonight, I want you to write letters to your husbands, your wives, your kids, your parents, and I want you to tell your wife, your kids, your parents, and everybody else in your family that you love them. And you can't sit there and say, I love you, man, Joe. That doesn't cut it. You got to tell them why. And then I say, and the way I want you to write these letters, as if tonight, by midnight, you or they would be dead. Huh. That's the way I want you to write the letter. And then I want you to give it to them. That's your homework, huh? And they all sit there, and you know, then I always get into debate afterwards. There's always someone, a lot of times it's the priest, who grab me in the back and say, you know, that was nice, Larry, or that was nice, Father, but where in the Bible does it say I got to tell the people I love that I love them? And I just say, you asked the wrong person. John chapter 15, verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. He says it explicitly. And then he commands you and me to do the same. Now this is my commandment, that you love each other the way I've loved you. That means you got to tell them, huh? Yesterday I had a wedding and the couple sat right here. And there's about 10 of the couples I've married here I see today. At least 10 of you. And you're all there. And when I married you, or when I married them yesterday, I made them promise something. I told them before Almighty God, before I will marry you, you must promise each other, you must promise me, and you must promise God solemnly that you will look at each other for the rest of your life and do what? Tell each other that you love each other. Very simple. and I say, I will not marry you. I will not continue unless you do that. And then I say, and then after you do that, when God blesses you with your 10 children, named Larry, 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 and we've been doing this for 20 years, and even those of you I married, not one Larry. But that's all beside the point. I really am not upset about this at all. Not one. Anyway, so I'll sit there and say, don't let any of your kids go to bed at night without telling them that you love them. Huh? That's what has to happen. And so often we're afraid of that. That's why we don't do it. You know, or it's not part, again, I hear, well, Father, we don't do that. We're Germans, you know, or Father, we don't do that. We're Italians. And we do that a lot. We're Italians. I'm sorry. You ever meet some really big Italians? You know, they're really into it. I have a good friend in Peoria, you know, deacon. He's about 6'4", about 300 pounds. And every time I get off the plane or I'm going to give a talk there, he comes and grabs me and squeezes me real tight, kisses me on the lips and says, I love you, Father. Thank you very much. Anyway, that's just the way he does it, huh? And that's because that's the way, or they, oh, Father, I'm Irish, we do it when we're drunk, whatever it happens to be. You don't let your culture determine your living of your faith. You can't sit there and say, well, you know, Father, this is just what I was, we weren't brought up that way. Well, it's time to change. It's just that simple. If you weren't brought up that way, so what? I wasn't brought up that way. I come from an Irish-German family. We never in my family said, I love you. Never. It never existed. Never heard it once. I was the first to start it. I remember looking at my dad, and I told him, you know the story. But my mother, all those years, and you met my mother a couple weeks ago, huh? My mother's a really wonderful lady, but she's German, huh? And like me, but in the German, it was just, it's not part of the culture. So my whole life, nothing. And I'm sitting there, and after many years with my, after I'm preaching this many years, I said, okay, I got to start it with my mother, whether she responds or not. So I'd sit there and I'd call my mother and say, Mom, I love you. God bless you. Goodbye. Nothing. 2 years. I love you, God bless you, nothing. I love you, God bless you, nothing. One day I'm driving to Peoria, Illinois. I'm talking to my mother because there's nothing to do it. I'm driving. I'm sitting there saying, okay, Mom, I love you, God bless you. And all of a sudden, I love you too, Larry. I almost wrecked the car, you know. What do you mean? And now, she'd never hang up the phone without saying it. But I had to persevere for 2 years. Why? Because God commanded me to. Just the way he's commanding you to. He's demanding. He says, listen, I don't care if they say it back or not. I don't care if they respond to you or not. That isn't your job, how they're going to respond to you. Your job is to tell them because I tell them. Your job is to be my instrument. And again, we won't do that because of fear unless we come to know first that we're truly loved. Unless you really sit there with Jesus in his arms every day and you let him tell you, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. And when you let that enter in, then you'll lose the fear of telling others because it'll just flow from the God of love who told you that this morning. I love you. I love you. Now go and do the same. I have chosen you to go and do the same. I command you, go and do the same. So again, some of you are going to have to persevere at this. For some of you guys, it's going to kill you to do this. Huh? Good. It's about time you die for your family. It's about time you die for your wife and your kids. It's about time, well, Father, it'll hurt the first time. Trust me on this. But then after that, it'll flow. And let me give you a hint here, huh? You're not going to be laying in bed when you're dying and saying, oh, I can't believe I told my kids I loved them every day. What was the matter with me? You're not going to regret that one day, huh? You will never, ever regret you told your wife or your husband every day that you love them. You'll never regret you told your parents you loved them every day. You'll never regret it. But you will if you don't. I've been on the death of a lot of people. And if they're not people, why didn't I tell the people I loved them more? Why didn't I do that? Life's too short, people. You know, again, I'll never forget my first time, I was prepping, I'd always give this retreat to the high school kids, and the freshmen had to go through this, and I made them write the letters. And I'd say, gentlemen, you never know how long you have people in your life. You better write this letter, and you better give it to them. That very day, one of my freshman boys' mother died. You don't think everybody hurried up and gave that letter to their parents? You don't think they ran to do that? And another kid, I sat there and did it, and I got a call once, and the kid called me, his name was Bobby. And he says, Father Larry, I go, yes. He goes, this is Bobby so-and-so. I go, okay, Bobby. I didn't know him. He was a freshman. I didn't teach freshmen. And he says, Father, I just wanted to call you. My brother and my dad just got killed in an auto accident. I said, Bobby, I'm so sorry. And so I went. He was up from New York, and I went to the funeral, and I was with him, and the kid was serving his father's and his brother's funeral mass. And as I'm standing there, the pastor's there, I'm here, and this kid, Bobby, comes up to me, and he puts his arm around me, and looks at his pastor, and he says, I owe Father Larry a lot. And I had no idea what he was talking about. And the priest could tell I had no idea what he was talking about. He said, why do you say that, Bobby? And he says, because Father gave us a retreat last month, and he told us to start telling the people we love every day that we love them. And that's what I decided, he said, to do. And so the last thing I said to my dad and brother before they got in the car, I went to my dad, I gave him a hug, and I said, Dad, I love you. And then I even went to my little brother. And I said, you know I love you too. And that was the last thing he said to his brother and his father before they got killed that afternoon. How about you? What's the last thing you say to people? It could be the day God takes them. Every time you say goodbye to somebody in your family, you should tell them that you love them in case God takes them, that you know for all eternity you did and fulfilled the command of God. It'll hurt. It'll be a little embarrassing at first, but it'll be something that you never regret, and you'll be fulfilling what God commanded you. So this week, spend time with Jesus and let him tell you, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. And then start to fulfill his command. Now love each other the way I've loved you. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Oh, you better. Make sure you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith.